update on the southern border. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The Texas governor set to hold a briefing after two more migrants died, raising the total to 53 dead after a tractor trailer was abandoned in sweltering heat on Monday.
What we expect to hear from him is any additional steps that the state of Texas may try and instill to crack down on this unprecedented crisis. Remember, 17 months ago when President Biden took office and undid many of the Trump policies, which critics say is what's causing this crisis, Governor Abbott stood up that Operation Lone Star. And in addition to the Border Patrol, Operation Lone Star, Texas officials alone have apprehended more than 270,000 migrants.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Eagle Pass, Texas. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre has said migrants having to use smugglers is evidence the border is closed. Guilty verdicts just announced in Paris for the ISIS terror attacks that killed 130 people in 2015 at French landmarks, including the National Stadium, Bataclan Theater, and at Paris cafes. The deadliest peacetime attacks in French history. 19 men convicted of terrorism-related charges after a nine-month trial, including the chief suspect, Salah Abdeslam, found guilty of multiple counts, including murder. Two new lawsuits in New York over so-called ghost guns with parts that can be ordered online and assembled at home.
The Office of Attorney General, we are filing a lawsuit against 10 companies that have been illegally selling ghost guns into New York.
State Attorney General Letitia James says New York City sues five more online sellers, arguing the weapons being assembled are illegal under city and state law. An hour to the close on Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow's up 55 points, but the S&P and the NASDAQ are lower after the Fed chief said there's no guarantee the central bank can tame inflation without hurting the job market. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Less than 24 hours left on the job for Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer.
Breyer, in a letter to President Biden, said after the release of the Supreme Court's final opinions of this session, he will retire from regular active service to the court effective at noon Thursday. Breyer announced his intent to retire in January, which set off a process that ended with D.C. Circuit Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation to succeed him. In his letter, Breyer said to serve on the court has been his great honor. His first day was August 3rd, 1994. His retirement comes a bit more than a month short of 28 years of Supreme Court service. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Two final decisions expected tomorrow morning, one on the Biden effort to scrap the Remain in Mexico policy for asylum seekers, the other on the EPA's power to regulate emissions. The last remaining Medal of Honor recipient from World War II has died. Herschel Woody Williams was 98. He died today at a VA medical center named after him in West Virginia. Williams was a young Marine corporal when he went ahead of his unit, eliminating a series of Japanese machine gun positions during the infamous Pacific Battle of Iwo Jima in 1945. He once called the Medal of Honor a lifesaver, saying it forced him to talk about the experiences he had, describing that as therapy. A lot of cash and other assets are now out of the hands of wealthy Russians.
$30 billion in 100 days. The numbers from that multinational task force seizing the enormous wealth of Russian oligarchs, that from the Treasury Department. That's in addition to yachts, other vessels, and luxury real estate impounded, as well as $300 billion in Russian central bank funds that have been frozen. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland teaming up to create the repo task force in March, working with other nations as well.
Fox's CJ Papa. The European Commission has also set up a freeze and seize task force. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.